The Lost Continent, Travels in Small Town America. By Bill Bryson. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Lost Continent, Travels in Small Town America is a travelogue written by Bill Bryson. The book is a humorous account of Bryson's travels through small-town America in the late 1980s. Bryson begins his journey in Des Moines, Iowa, and travels through the Midwest, the South, and the Southwest, visiting towns and cities along the way. He meets a variety of people, from the friendly locals to the eccentric characters he encounters on the road. He also visits a variety of tourist attractions, from the world's largest ball of twine to the world's largest truck stop. Throughout his journey, Bryson provides a unique perspective on small-town America, offering insight into the culture, history, and people of the region. He also provides a humorous and often irreverent look at the people and places he visits. The book is a humorous and insightful look at small-town America, and a must-read for anyone interested in the culture and history of the region. Main ideas. Main idea number one. Small towns in America are often overlooked and forgotten, but they are full of interesting stories and characters. Idea summary: Bill Bryson travels to small towns in America to explore the unique stories and characters that are often overlooked and forgotten. In The Lost Continent, Travels in Small Town America, Bill Bryson takes readers on a journey to explore the unique stories and characters of small towns in America. From the rural Midwest to the Appalachian Mountains, Bryson visits small towns that are often overlooked and forgotten. He meets the locals and discovers the unique culture and history of each place. He also finds humor in the everyday life of small-town America, and shares his experiences with readers. Through his travels, Bryson reveals the beauty and charm of small towns, and the people who inhabit them. He shows that small towns are full of interesting stories and characters, and that they are worth exploring and celebrating. Main idea number two. The people of small towns are often friendly and welcoming, but they can also be suspicious of outsiders. Idea summary: Bill Bryson discovers that the people of small towns in America are often friendly and welcoming, but they can also be suspicious of outsiders. In his book The Lost Continent, Travels in Small Town America, Bill Bryson discovers that the people of small towns in America are often friendly and welcoming. He finds that they are eager to share stories and experiences with him, and that they are generally hospitable. However, he also finds that they can be suspicious of outsiders. He notes that they are often wary of strangers, and that they can be quick to judge and criticize those who are unfamiliar to them. He also finds that they can be protective of their own, and that they can be slow to accept new ideas and ways of thinking. Despite this, Bryson finds that the people of small towns are generally kind and generous, and that they are willing to open their hearts and homes to those who are willing to take the time to get to know them. Main idea number three. Small towns in America are often in decline, with businesses closing and populations shrinking. Idea summary: Bill Bryson finds that many small towns in America are in decline, with businesses closing and populations shrinking. In his book The Lost Continent, Travels in Small Town America, Bill Bryson finds that many small towns in America are in decline. He notes that businesses are closing, populations are shrinking, and the towns are losing their vibrancy. He also finds that many of these towns are struggling to find ways to attract new businesses and people, and to revive their economies. Bryson's observations are a stark reminder of the challenges facing small towns in America today. Bryson's travels take him to small towns across the country, from the Midwest to the South. He finds that many of these towns have been hit hard by the decline of manufacturing and the rise of globalization. He also finds that many of these towns have been unable to attract new businesses or people, leaving them in a state of stagnation. He notes that these towns are often unable to compete with larger cities, and that they are struggling to find ways to revive their economies. Bryson's book is a powerful reminder of the challenges facing small towns in America today. He finds that many of these towns are in decline, and that they are struggling to find ways to attract new businesses and people. His observations are a stark reminder of the need for communities to come together to find solutions to the problems facing their towns. Main idea number 4. Small towns in America are often isolated and lack access to basic amenities. Idea summary: Bill Bryson discovers that many small towns in America are isolated and lack access to basic amenities. In his book The Lost Continent: Travels in Small Town America, Bill Bryson discovers that many small towns in America are isolated and lack access to basic amenities. He finds that these towns are often forgotten by the rest of the country, and that the people living in them are often left behind in terms of economic and social progress. Bryson visits small towns across the country and finds that many of them lack basic infrastructure such as running water, electricity, and sewage systems. He also finds that many of these towns have limited access to healthcare, education, and other services. He notes that the people living in these towns often have to travel long distances to access basic necessities, and that the lack of access to these services can have a negative impact on their quality of life. Bryson's book serves as a reminder of the importance of providing basic amenities to all citizens, regardless of where they live. Main idea number 5. Small towns in America often have a unique culture and history that is worth exploring. Idea summary: Bill Bryson finds that small towns in America often have a unique culture and history that is worth exploring. In his book The Lost Continent: Travels in Small Town America, Bill Bryson finds that small towns in America often have a unique culture and history that is worth exploring. He notes that these towns are often overlooked by the rest of the country, but they are full of interesting stories and characters. Bryson visits small towns across the United States, from the Midwest to the South, and discovers the unique culture and history of each place. He finds that these towns have a rich history, with stories of the past that are often forgotten. He also finds that the people of these towns are often friendly and welcoming, and that they have a strong sense of community. Bryson's travels reveal the beauty and charm of small towns in America, and he encourages readers to explore them for themselves. Main idea number 6. Small towns in America often have a strong sense of community and pride. Idea summary: Bill Bryson discovers that small towns in America often have a strong sense of community and pride. In his book The Lost Continent: Travels in Small Town America, Bill Bryson discovers that small towns in America often have a strong sense of community and pride. He finds that these towns are often filled with people who are passionate about their hometowns and take great pride in their local history and culture. Bryson notes that the people of these towns are often fiercely loyal to their community and are willing to go to great lengths to protect it. He also finds that these towns often have a strong sense of identity and are often very welcoming to newcomers. Bryson concludes that small towns in America are often places of great beauty and charm, and that they are often the best places to experience the true spirit of America. Main idea number 7. Small towns in America often have a unique sense of humor and outlook on life. Idea summary: Bill Bryson finds that small towns in America often have a unique sense of humor and outlook on life. In his book The Lost Continent: Travels in Small Town America, Bill Bryson finds that small towns in America often have a unique sense of humor and outlook on life. He notes that the people in these towns are often more open and friendly than those in larger cities, and that they have a unique way of looking at the world. Bryson finds that the people in small towns often have a great sense of humor, and that they are often more willing to take risks and try new things. He also finds that the people in small towns are often more connected to their community and to each other, and that they have a strong sense of loyalty and pride in their town. Bryson also finds that the people in small towns often have a great appreciation for the natural beauty of their surroundings, and that they often have a deep respect for the land and its history. Bryson finds that small towns in America often have a unique culture and way of life that is distinct from larger cities. He notes that the people in small towns often have a strong sense of identity and community, and that they often have a strong sense of tradition and history. He also finds that the people in small towns often have a great appreciation for the natural beauty of their surroundings, and that they often have a deep respect for the land and its history. Bryson also finds that the people in small towns often have a great sense of humor, and that they are often more willing to take risks and try new things. Overall, Bryson finds that small towns in America often have a unique sense of humor and outlook on life. He notes that the people in these towns are often more open and friendly than those in larger cities, and that they have a unique way of looking at the world. He also finds that the people in small towns often have a great appreciation for the natural beauty of their surroundings, and that they often have a deep respect for the land and its history. Main idea number 8. Small towns in America often have a slower pace of life than larger cities. Idea summary: Bill Bryson discovers that small towns in America often have a slower pace of life than larger cities. In his book The Lost Continent, Travels in Small Town America, Bill Bryson discovers that small towns in America often have a slower pace of life than larger cities. He visits small towns across the country, from the Midwest to the East Coast, and finds that the people living in these towns have a different outlook on life. They take their time, enjoy the simple pleasures of life, and don't feel the need to rush around like people in the cities do. Bryson finds that the people in small towns are more content with their lives, and that they have a greater appreciation for the beauty of nature and the simple things in life. He also finds that the people in small towns are more connected to each other, and that they have a strong sense of community and support for one another. Bryson's travels through small towns in America reveal a different way of life than what is found in the cities. He finds that the people in small towns are more relaxed and content with their lives, and that they have a greater appreciation for the beauty of nature and the simple things in life. He also finds that the people in small towns are more connected to each other, and that they have a strong sense of community and support for one another. Bryson's travels through small towns in America reveal a different way of life than what is found in the cities, and it is a way of life that many people find more appealing. Main idea number 9. Small towns in America often have a unique set of challenges and opportunities. Idea summary: Bill Bryson finds that small towns in America often have a unique set of challenges and opportunities. In his book The Lost Continent, Travels in Small Town America, Bill Bryson finds that small towns in America often have a unique set of challenges and opportunities. He notes that these towns are often isolated from the rest of the country, and as a result, they have their own distinct culture and way of life. Bryson finds that these towns often have a strong sense of community, with people who are fiercely loyal to their hometowns. He also finds that these towns often have a unique set of economic opportunities, as they are often home to small businesses and entrepreneurs who are able to take advantage of the local resources. However, Bryson also finds that these towns often face challenges, such as a lack of access to resources and services, and a lack of economic opportunities. He argues that these towns need to be supported and nurtured in order to ensure their continued success. Main idea number 10. Small towns in America often have a deep connection to the land and nature. Idea summary: Bill Bryson discovers that small towns in America often have a deep connection to the land and nature. In his book The Lost Continent, Travels in Small Town America, Bill Bryson discovers that small towns in America often have a deep connection to the land and nature. He finds that these towns are often filled with people who have a strong sense of pride in their community and a deep appreciation for the natural beauty that surrounds them. He also finds that these towns often have a unique culture and history that is deeply rooted in the land and the people who inhabit it. Bryson discovers that these small towns are often places of great beauty and tranquility, and that they are often havens for those seeking a simpler, more peaceful way of life. Bryson also finds that these small towns often have a strong sense of community and a deep connection to the land. He finds that the people of these towns often have a deep respect for the land and its resources, and that they often work together to protect and preserve the land for future generations. He also finds that these towns often have a strong sense of identity and a unique culture that is deeply rooted in the land and the people who inhabit it. Bryson's exploration of small towns in America reveals a deep connection to the land and nature that is often overlooked in larger cities. He finds that these towns are often places of great beauty and tranquility, and that they are often havens for those seeking a simpler, more peaceful way of life. He also finds that these towns often have a strong sense of community and a deep connection to the land, and that the people of these towns often have a deep respect for the land and its resources. Main idea number 11. Small towns in America often have a rich history of music and art. Idea summary: Bill Bryson finds that small towns in America often have a rich history of music and art. In his book The Lost Continent, Travels in Small Town America, Bill Bryson finds that small towns in America often have a rich history of music and art. He notes that these towns are often home to talented musicians, painters, and other artists who have been creating and performing for generations. Bryson also finds that these small towns often have a vibrant culture of music and art that is unique to the area. He argues that this culture is an important part of the American experience and should be celebrated and preserved. Bryson believes that these small towns are a great source of inspiration and creativity, and that they should be supported and encouraged to continue to produce great art and music. Bryson also finds that small towns in America often have a strong sense of community and pride. He notes that the people in these towns often come together to support each other and to celebrate their culture and heritage. He argues that this sense of community is an important part of the American experience and should be nurtured and celebrated. Bryson believes that small towns in America are a great source of inspiration and creativity, and that they should be supported and encouraged to continue to produce great art and music. Main idea number 12. Small towns in America often have a unique set of customs and traditions. Idea summary: Bill Bryson discovers that small towns in America often have a unique set of customs and traditions. In his book The Lost Continent, Travels in Small Town America, Bill Bryson discovers that small towns in America often have a unique set of customs and traditions. He visits small towns across the country, from the Midwest to the East Coast, and finds that each one has its own distinct culture. He meets people who have lived in the same town for generations, and learns about the local customs and traditions that have been passed down through the years. He also discovers that many of these small towns have a strong sense of community, with people who are proud of their heritage and eager to share it with visitors. Bryson's journey reveals the unique character of small towns in America, and the importance of preserving their culture and traditions. Bryson also finds that small towns in America often have a strong sense of identity. He meets people who are passionate about their hometowns and take pride in their local history. He also discovers that many of these towns have a strong sense of community, with people who are eager to help each other out and look out for one another. Bryson's journey reveals the unique character of small towns in America, and the importance of preserving their culture and traditions. Bryson's journey also reveals the importance of preserving small towns in America. He finds that many of these towns are struggling to survive in a rapidly changing world, and that their unique culture and traditions are in danger of being lost. He meets people who are fighting to keep their towns alive, and discovers that preserving the culture and traditions of small towns in America is essential for their survival. Bryson's journey reveals the unique character of small towns in America, and the importance of preserving their culture and traditions. Main idea number 13. Small towns in America often have a strong sense of identity and belonging. Idea summary: Bill Bryson finds that small towns in America often have a strong sense of identity and belonging. In his book The Lost Continent, Travels in Small Town America, Bill Bryson finds that small towns in America often have a strong sense of identity and belonging. He notes that these towns are often characterized by a sense of community and a shared history that binds the residents together. He also finds that the people of these towns are often fiercely proud of their hometowns and fiercely loyal to their neighbors. Bryson finds that the people of small towns in America often have a strong sense of identity and belonging, and that this sense of identity and belonging is often the source of their pride and loyalty. Bryson also finds that small towns in America often have a unique culture and way of life that is distinct from the rest of the country. He notes that these towns often have their own customs, traditions, and values that are passed down from generation to generation. He finds that these towns often have a strong sense of identity and belonging that is rooted in their shared history and culture. He also finds that the people of these towns often have a strong sense of pride in their hometowns and a strong sense of loyalty to their neighbors. Overall, Bill Bryson finds that small towns in America often have a strong sense of identity and belonging. He finds that these towns are often characterized by a sense of community and a shared history that binds the residents together. He also finds that the people of these towns are often fiercely proud of their hometowns and fiercely loyal to their neighbors. He finds that these towns often have a unique culture and way of life that is distinct from the rest of the country, and that this culture and way of life is often the source of their pride and loyalty. Main idea number 14. Small towns in America often have a unique set of problems and issues. Idea summary: Bill Bryson discovers that small towns in America often have a unique set of problems and issues. In his book The Lost Continent, Travels in Small Town America, Bill Bryson discovers that small towns in America often have a unique set of problems and issues. He finds that many of these towns are struggling to keep up with the changing times, and that the people living in them are often left behind. He also finds that many of these towns have been neglected by the government, leaving them without the resources they need to thrive. He also discovers that many of these towns have a deep sense of community and pride, and that the people living in them are often fiercely loyal to their hometowns. Bryson also finds that many of these towns have a unique culture and history, and that the people living in them are often fiercely proud of their heritage. He also finds that many of these towns have a unique set of challenges, and that the people living in them are often determined to overcome them. Bryson's journey through small towns in America reveals a unique set of problems and issues that are often overlooked by the rest of the country. He finds that many of these towns are struggling to keep up with the changing times, and that the people living in them are often left behind. He also finds that many of these towns have been neglected by the government, leaving them without the resources they need to thrive. He also discovers that many of these towns have a deep sense of community and pride, and that the people living in them are often fiercely loyal to their hometowns. Bryson also finds that many of these towns have a unique culture and history, and that the people living in them are often fiercely proud of their heritage. He also finds that many of these towns have a unique set of challenges, and that the people living in them are often determined to overcome them. Main idea number 15. Small towns in America often have a unique set of values and beliefs. Idea summary: Bill Bryson finds that small towns in America often have a unique set of values and beliefs. In his book The Lost Continent, Travels in Small Town America, Bill Bryson finds that small towns in America often have a unique set of values and beliefs. He notes that these values and beliefs are often rooted in the town's history and culture, and that they can be quite different from those of larger cities. Bryson finds that small towns often have a strong sense of community and a deep appreciation for the past. He also finds that the people of small towns tend to be more conservative and traditional in their outlook, and that they often have a strong sense of loyalty to their town and its people. Bryson also finds that small towns often have a strong sense of pride and a strong sense of identity, which can be seen in the way they decorate their homes and businesses. Finally, Bryson finds that small towns often have a strong sense of hospitality and a willingness to help out their neighbors. Overall, Bryson finds that small towns in America often have a unique set of values and beliefs that are rooted in their history and culture. These values and beliefs can be quite different from those of larger cities, and they often have a strong sense of community, loyalty, pride, identity, and hospitality. Main idea number 16. Small towns in America often have a unique set of stories and legends. Idea summary: Bill Bryson discovers that small towns in America often have a unique set of stories and legends. In The Lost Continent, Travels in Small Town America, Bill Bryson discovers that small towns in America often have a unique set of stories and legends. He visits small towns across the country, from the Midwest to the East Coast, and finds that each one has its own unique history and culture. He meets locals who share stories of the town's past, from tales of the first settlers to the legends of the town's most famous citizens. He also discovers that many of these small towns have a strong sense of community, with people who are proud of their heritage and eager to share it with visitors. Bryson's journey reveals the beauty and charm of small-town America, and the unique stories and legends that make it so special. Bryson also finds that many of these small towns have a deep connection to the land. He visits farms and ranches that have been in the same family for generations, and meets people who have a deep understanding of the land and its history. He also discovers that many of these small towns have a strong sense of identity, with people who are proud of their heritage and eager to share it with visitors. Bryson's journey reveals the beauty and charm of small-town America, and the unique stories and legends that make it so special. Bryson's journey also reveals the importance of preserving these small towns and their stories. He meets people who are passionate about preserving the history and culture of their towns, and he finds that many of these small towns have a strong sense of community, with people who are proud of their heritage and eager to share it with visitors. Bryson's journey reveals the beauty and charm of small-town America, and the unique stories and legends that make it so special. Main idea number 17. Small towns in America often have a unique set of challenges and opportunities. Idea summary: Bill Bryson finds that small towns in America often have a unique set of challenges and opportunities. In his book The Lost Continent, Travels in Small Town America, Bill Bryson finds that small towns in America often have a unique set of challenges and opportunities. He notes that these towns are often isolated from the rest of the country, and as a result, they have their own distinct culture and way of life. Bryson finds that these towns often have a strong sense of community, with people who are fiercely loyal to their hometowns. He also finds that these towns often have a unique set of economic opportunities, as they are often home to small businesses and entrepreneurs who are able to take advantage of the local resources. However, Bryson also finds that these towns often face challenges, such as a lack of access to resources and services, and a lack of economic opportunities. He argues that these towns need to be supported and nurtured in order to ensure their continued success. Bryson's observations about small towns in America are both insightful and thought-provoking. He highlights the unique challenges and opportunities that these towns face, and emphasizes the importance of supporting them in order to ensure their continued success. His observations provide an important reminder that small towns are an integral part of the American landscape, and that they deserve to be supported and nurtured in order to ensure their continued success. Main idea number 18. Small towns in America often have a unique set of resources and services. Idea summary: Bill Bryson discovers that small towns in America often have a unique set of resources and services. In his book The Lost Continent, Travels in Small Town America, Bill Bryson discovers that small towns in America often have a unique set of resources and services. He finds that these towns are often home to a variety of businesses, from hardware stores to restaurants, and that they often have a strong sense of community. He also finds that these towns often have a rich history and culture, and that they are often home to unique attractions and events. Bryson also discovers that small towns often have a unique set of challenges, such as limited access to healthcare and educational opportunities. He finds that these towns often have a strong sense of pride and resilience, and that they are often able to overcome these challenges and thrive. Ultimately, Bryson finds that small towns in America are often full of surprises and that they are often worth exploring. Main idea number 19. Small towns in America often have a unique set of customs and beliefs. Idea summary: Bill Bryson finds that small towns in America often have a unique set of customs and beliefs. In his book The Lost Continent, Travels in Small Town America, Bill Bryson finds that small towns in America often have a unique set of customs and beliefs. He notes that these towns are often isolated from the rest of the country, and as a result, their inhabitants have developed their own distinct culture. Bryson finds that these towns often have a strong sense of community, with people who are fiercely loyal to their hometowns and who take great pride in their local customs and traditions. He also finds that these towns often have a strong sense of identity, with their own unique language, customs, and beliefs. Bryson notes that these towns often have a strong sense of history, with many of their customs and beliefs having been passed down through generations. He also finds that these towns often have a strong sense of pride, with their inhabitants taking great pride in their local culture and traditions. Bryson finds that these small towns often have a unique set of values and beliefs, which are often quite different from those of the larger cities and towns in America. He notes that these towns often have a strong sense of morality, with their inhabitants having a strong sense of right and wrong. He also finds that these towns often have a strong sense of patriotism, with their inhabitants taking great pride in their country and its history. Finally, Bryson finds that these towns often have a strong sense of family, with their inhabitants taking great pride in their families and their heritage. Main idea number 20. Small towns in America often have a unique set of strengths and weaknesses. Idea summary: Bill Bryson discovers that small towns in America often have a unique set of strengths and weaknesses. In his book The Lost Continent, Travels in Small Town America, Bill Bryson discovers that small towns in America often have a unique set of strengths and weaknesses. He finds that these towns are often filled with a sense of community and pride, but also with a sense of stagnation and lack of opportunity. Bryson notes that small towns often have a strong sense of identity, with a shared history and culture that binds the community together. He also finds that these towns often lack the resources and infrastructure of larger cities, making it difficult for them to compete in the modern economy. Bryson's observations reveal that small towns in America have both advantages and disadvantages, and that they must find ways to capitalize on their strengths and overcome their weaknesses in order to thrive in the 21st century.